take that ball himself. Made a nice stop there for no gain.
90 seconds remain in the first quarter. Kraft, same formation, spread. Two receivers wide each way. Derek Puff in the backfield with him. He rolls to his left, looking to pass. Nothing there. He has to run it. He's past the line of scrimmage, out to the 40. Tries to leap. He's out to the 45. Finally forced out of bounds at the near sideline by number 5, Kirk Chabosky, at the 47. It's going to be close to the first down marker, regardless, a gain of 12. And they're going to bring out the 6 here to figure out if this is a first down or not. Kraft takes yet another broken play and turns it into positive yards.
And as we just got done saying, he's best when the pocket is rolling to one direction. I know it takes half the field away and makes it a little easier for the defense, but Kraft just excels when he's got a little bit of a running start. As he did there, he had no receivers open downfield. Ugly's defense prepared for the pass, and Kraft did what he does best and makes a guy miss and gets at least 10 yards here. He's going to be very close to getting a first down.
Well, we've seen both offenses on the field now. If it's any state of the rest of the game here, we're going to have a 60-50 shootout by the time the thing's done.
I think both defenses are a little bit better than that, and we'll refuse to let that happen.
And it's a first down by about a foot for the Pirates. Eli Kraft, a 12-yard gain on 3rd and 12. Gets the first down on the broken play out of the spread formation. And now Harbor Beach has a 1st and 10 near midfield at their own 47-yard line in the left hash, moving right to left across the radio. 1:14. He ran out of bounds, stopped the clock at 1:14 before the end of the first quarter. Kraft in shotgun. Derek Puff to his left, 2 receivers wide each way. Rolling to his left at his own 40-yard line. He rolls back to his right, nothing there. Sheds a tackler at the 37. Still throws his pass way downfield. He has a man open to number 86. Avery Wainer, and it's caught at the 10-yard line. And he lunges out to the 3-yard line. Complete pass, and just like that, we have a 47-yard catch and carry from Eli Kraft across midfield. And then some, about 43 more yards. Now it's at its 1st and goal for the Pirates.
Yeah, nice play call there. Eli Kraft rolls to the near side of the field, has nothing going, nothing, nowhere to run, nowhere to throw to. He reverses the field, sheds a tackler in the backfield, which would have been a huge loss. He had room to run then. He had room to throw. The receivers adjusted with him running. Avery Wainer downfield makes a nice catch.
Kraft out of the T formation, hands it off to Derek Puff. He's into the end zone, standing up on a 3-yard scamper. And just like that, Iowa Beach answers with their own touchdown of themselves. And it's not even the end of the first quarter. With 55 seconds left in the first quarter, it's Ubley with a 1-point lead as of right now, 7-6.
Yeah, and all of a sudden, look at Harbor Beach scoring quickly. The difference in these two offenses is Ubley is very clock controlling, very 3, 4, 5 yards of play, looking to try and break a long run. Harbor Beach a little more high risk, high reward offense as they throw it downfield. And on this time, they strike quickly.
Nick Hessling with the extra point duties. This one's up, and it is good by a mile. And we have a tie ball game with 55 seconds left in the first quarter. It's Iowa Beach 7, Ubley 7. You're tuned to WLEW Sports, your home for high school football.
Your entire life can change with one phone call. Are you ready? Do you have a plan so that if something happens, your family won't have to worry? What about your retirement goals? Will those go out the window too? Well, I'm here to tell you there's hope, and it's quite simple too. Let's sit down and plan your future the way you want it to be. So call me, Clark Ramsey, at Farm Bureau Insurance at 989-375-4598. And let's protect your future. That's Clark Ramsey at 375-4598.
Open Gangnam Style. Gangnam Style.
It only took a minute 29 for Harbor Beach to travel down the entire length of the field, and now it is 7-7, Harbor Beach against Ubley. All day we say rivalry games are always played with emotion, and this is no doubt what we have in front of us.
Yeah, like we were saying, Clark, before the break, there's some fantastic offense. Even the 3 and 4 yard plays, Ubley just pushing Harbor Beach's line around. Harbor Beach comes back with some explosive long plays.
Nick Hessley with a great kick. Sweeney brings it in at his own 4-yard line. Gets out back to the original 20-yard line, and he's brought down by the Harbor Reach special teams. Harbor Reach is fired up right now.
Yeah, DJ Ridner makes the tackle. Look for Coach Rubel on defense to really see if he can step up his defense here, use that fire, and see if they can slow down and possibly force a punt. Ugly really didn't even have to face a fourth down on that drive other than when they scored. So look for Harbor Beach to at least try and push Ugly into using all four downs to get first downs.
First and 10 for the Bearcats at the 20-yard line. Sweeney under center, three men in the backfield, the T formation. That's a handoff right of the gut to number 40, Ryan Hanks. He gets out to about the 24. It's a gain of four for 4-0, Ryan Hanks. 38 seconds left in the first quarter. Brings up second and six.
He was tripped up going through the line. Number 47, Aaron Ginther, finished up in the tackle.
Probably has not strayed from that T or wing T formation all night. Harbor Beach, we've seen the spread formation with the exception of the scoring play from Derek Huff and a 3-yard scamper to the right in the T formation. Sweeney under center, hands it out to his left side to Rutkowski.
That looks like that's Haig again.
That's Ryan Haig, excuse me. No, that is number 20, Rutkowski.
You are correct.
The gut was correct on that one.
All right.
And he gets across the first down marker to the 31-yard line by a yard. It's a gain of six for Rutkowski.
6'3", 260-pound senior Mike Lukowski makes the tackle.
Probably staying low until they're through the line. And that's the end of the first quarter with a score, Harbor Beach 7, Hubley 7. Hubley struck first. Harbor Beach responded with a touchdown of their own. And now we go on to the second quarter. You're tuned to WLEW, your home for high school football.
On today's show, we're watching a human being in his natural habitat, the shopping mall. He appears to be at his cell phone company provider. Look at this. No customer service. He's in the wild now. And what's that? No smartphone? This is clearly not the dominant being of his pack. He's now trying to look up something. He's clearly not utilizing his resources. He is, however, an ambidextrous being, using both thumbs to text. But if he had a smartphone from Thumb Sailor, he could be doing so much more. Look at this. He doesn't even know his daughter is stranded at basketball practice. He obviously didn't get the email with the updated schedule. This being should switch to Thumb Sailor and get so much more from his phone. Texting, tweeting, Facebook, internet. This, folks, is why survival of the fittest exists. Become the dominant one. Get a smartphone from Thumb Sailor.
We have one quarter in the books. It's a tie ball game at 7 apiece, and both teams have 73 yards in offense. That's what you call a balanced first quarter. T formation, probably rolling right to left across your radio. Now it's a handoff to the left side. To Rutkowski, the ball carrier, gets out. Forward motion was stopped at the 32-yard line, a gain of a yard. Now second and nine for the Bearcats. Harbor Beach is on defense, starting to buckle down.
Yeah, they've run into Mike Lukowski now in back-to-back plays. The biggest player on Harbor Beach's team, 6'3", 260-pound senior. That guy is tough to run through. He's a brick wall down there, and I'm sure Coach Shelkey loves when Ugly runs at him.
11:29 remains in the second quarter. Rolling clock because of running game for Ugly. T formation, three men in the backfield. Hands off to his middle man, Ryan Haig, works through the gut. Gets out maybe out to the 35-yard line. They say he's down to the 34. That's a gain of one for Haig. And now we have a player down on his knees, gingerly getting up. That is number 50. That's Nick Booms. He's a tackle for Ugly and a 6-foot sophomore. Third and six for the Bearcats. The nose of the football hits the 35-yard line in between the hash marks on the right side of your radio. Ugly's trying to score on the left. 10:50 in the first half remains. It's 7-7, Ugly against Harbor Beach. Wing T to the right. And Sweeney keeps it for himself around the right end. He has a blocker to beat. And he gets forced out of bounds after only about a 2-yard gain out to the 36-yard line. Good defense swarming to the ball for Harbor Beach.
Number two on Harbor Beach's side, Travis Esmaker, holding his position on the outside, makes a nice tackle. And let's see what the decision is here for Coach Kaufman with fourth and long coming up.
Fourth and six. The first down marker at the 41-yard line. Ubley is at the 35, 10-34.